Jeff in the Morning. It's time for our Headwaters Builders Association program here for the month of June, and we're brought to you this morning by Van Strydon Construction. You can give Jim a call at his office or start on the website, vanstrydonconstruction.com. Brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. That website is pellawi.com. We're also brought to you by Carpet City Flooring Centers of Rhinelander and Minocqua. Their website is carpetcityonline.net, and brought to you by Incredible Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender, located right here in Tomahawk with other Northwoods locations as well. Online at incrediblebank.com, and that's where Marnie Wren works, and Marnie's back with us once again for our Headwaters show. Good morning, Marnie.
Good morning.
I'm sure you are a perfectly behaved young lady. You never heard your parents say, I'm going to turn this truck around right now if you don't settle down back there.
No, never I was perfect.
That. Yeah, that's what I thought. Marnie, thanks for being back with us here today. We are perfect in our dreams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Marnie from Incredible Bank here. Now, we're going to start off talking about interest rates here, if we could. Last time around when we were here, you reminded me, we talked about down payment assistance. We maybe come back around to that here in a little bit. But first of all, on the way to work this morning, I heard on the news that the Fed chose to keep the interest rates right where they are. And if anything, anybody hoping that they're going to come down anytime soon, chances are they're going to go up before the end of the year. And so when I heard that news, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to be talking with Marnie from the bank today. And so how can we relate that to people that are looking to buy a house right now? Because a lot of times people think that Fed rate is tied into mortgage rates, but often it's not. So maybe you could shed some light on that topic, Marnie.
So usually what happens, usually the week before the Fed meets sometimes, there is a little bit of drop in the interest rate. Then the Fed meets and our fixed rate mortgages have a tendency to go up and then they'll balance out. But what the Fed rate, what they're talking about is consumer loans.
Yep.
When we're talking about home equity lines of credit, car loans, that is the interest rate that they're talking about.
Okay.
So if the Fed kept it the same, that means that those interest rates will stay the same. When the Fed increases them, say today your interest rate on a home equity is 6.75 and the Fed increases it, that means your home equity line of credit interest rate will go up. Those are adjustable rates. Those are where, that's where those changes will happen.
So where it applies to our Headwaters program, we have builders who are in the Headwaters Builders Association. That's what this is all about, promoting our local builders. And so if you're looking to do a remodel or something like that, where you want to use some home equity to do that, those rates that we're talking about now, those are affected by that Fed rate.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep. With them staying the same, if you'd already took a home equity line of credit out, your interest rate will have stayed the same. But if the Fed said that they're going to increase the rates by the end of the year, then that interest rate will go up.
When it goes up, it'll go up at that time.
At that time. You know, not until that time.
Right, but that's important for people to know for planning purposes, because they're going to be making one payment for a little while, but then all of a sudden it's going to go up. So that needs to be discussed, I would assume, in advance very well.
Right, that's correct. So if you have a lot of equity and you want to take it out to do a remodel, you have a. We also have another loan that they could take, which is a fixed rate second mortgage.
Okay.
So that wouldn't affect the Fed rate. You would get all the money at once and then pay it back in monthly installments instead of a home equity line of credit, which is more like a credit card. So it will just up and down by what you draw and then you pay back.
And I'm assuming that everybody's situation is different as to which way you would advise them to go.
Yep, it depends how much they're taking out, what their plan is. If they have the exact amount of money out that they know they're going to need, take a little bit of cushion, they could do a fixed rate back. They could also do a full refinance on the home. I know some people have lower interest rates, but if your house is loan is only $100,000 and you need to take $200,000 out, sometimes that's better just to do a full refinance and take it all out and then pay a fixed rate back.
So when it comes to other homeowners that want to do some work, chances are there are always other options. So no matter what they're hearing on the news or any advertising, always ask somebody like you first, because there might be something that's available that they may not have known about otherwise if they didn't ask.
Right. So you need to make sure you sit down, have the conversation, really understand what you're getting into when you're trying to take money out for a home improvement or anything like that, so that you know exactly what you're getting into. And we can go through all the options. Don't assume that you're just going to take the home equity line when you find out that really that wasn't the best option for you.
Got it. Options are good, but we need to know what they are and understand them all first before making a decision. When it comes to building a home, right now, is it busy? Is it a lot of people coming to see you right now looking to build a home and looking for a loan for that? How busy is the bank these days with that department?
There's a lot going on right now.
Really?
There's a lot of buying, but there's also a lot of construction loans going on right now. A lot of people are building second homes or even primary homes because there's nothing in the market to buy. So they've had vacant land for a while, and they're coming back and being like, okay, we've paid off the land. We have some equity. Let's look into building that home that we've been waiting for.
And so that obviously, if you're sitting on that situation, that's way better than going into without anything and starting from scratch.
Right. So we have two different loans that we can use for construction loans. The one that we most use is we can do a one-time closed construction, meaning that you can buy the land and have your contract ready and start the construction process all in one. Most of the time, builders, because there is so much building going on, the contract takes a lot longer to get done. So the two-step process would be buy the land first, okay, and then wait the 6 months to a year for them to get all the numbers and exactly what you want, and then do the construction loan.
It was a while back now, and again, trying to get current. Anybody that assumes the market is the same it was a couple of years ago is making a false assumption. First of all, I would assume that's the same in the lending industry as it is with just about everything else.
Right. The market is, I mean, we're starting to see some homes come out because interest rates have kind of stayed in that high sixes for a long time, and people are like, I need to move or I need to build. And there, you know, there seems to be a lot of homes coming on the market. Elderly are looking to downsize their homes and using some of their equity out of their house and then sell it when they buy something new.
How many young people are coming in and just cursing out the boomers who are sitting on all this property and wealth and everything and not letting go of it and not giving them a chance? You must hear a little bit about that.
I hear a little bit about it. I think there's a lot of parents and elderly that now people are trying to finagle ways to get to those houses earlier.
Sure.
And so I have seen a lot of first-time home buyers be able to buy some, which I'm thinking that's good in the market that we're starting to see a little bit of the houses not be going right into investment properties for people. There's been a chance for people to buy them.
So when it comes to homes and that great transfer of wealth we've been hearing a lot about on the news too, how can Incredible Bank help with that, with a family, with a situation? Are there ways that you can help with it, make that go smoother and everybody gets out of it happy?
Yes. I'm usually there for every step of the process when people are trying to buy a property or buy from a parent or those kind of things to step in the way. I normally recommend that they use an attorney or a realtor to do the contract part because I am not licensed to do those things, but we do help them through the whole process.
So for I hear it all the time from the realtor's perspective, but from the banker's perspective, what are the rules and what are the marching orders that would give people let's start with the first-time home buyers that are just chomping at the bit to make this jump. What's the advice that you give them from the banking perspective to make it go in their favor and as smoothly as possible?
I'll get a pre-approval. The first thing you need to do is come talk to me, find out what you're actually approved for before you go looking for a house. Once you have the pre-approval, our pre-approval is done by an underwriter. So they've reviewed all of your income, all of your deposits, make sure you're actually qualified for the loan you want, for the price of the property that you want, and then go see the realtor with your pre-approval in hand saying, an underwriter looked at this, I am pre-approved for this much. That way, there's no, oh, I didn't know that my income doesn't qualify or I don't have that much. And you also don't want someone looking at a $500,000 house with a $200,000 ability to buy it. Because once you see a house that's bigger than you can afford, it becomes, you never get that house that you really want out of your mind.
And being house poor, especially as a young person, that's about the worst situation you can be in because the pressure mounts so much.
Yeah. You don't want to be, as I call it, sitting in your lawn chair eating ramen noodles because you're house poor.
Exactly. Exactly. Well, even the best ramen noodles. I get your point, though, Marnie. Marnie Wren is here from Incredible Bank this morning on our Headwaters program, brought to us by Van Stridon Construction, by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and Carpet City Flooring Centers, and Incredible Bank, member FDIC, here in Tomahawk and other Northwoods locations as well. So the marching orders are, first of all, if you're a young home buyer, get pre-approved first. What's the difference between, there are two kind of, just kind of a play on words almost, pre-approval and pre-acceptance. They're a little bit different.
Pre-qualification.
Yeah, that's it.
Pre-qualification means the customer's come in, given you an application, told you how much they make, how much is in their bank, and we run it through our system and like, okay, yeah, you would be approved if this is your correct income and if this is what's really in your bank statement. And then a pre-approval means an underwriter has actually reviewed the entire file. We have all of your income and credit docs. And all we would need to finish loan is appraisal and title work and homeowner's insurance. Two totally separate things. A pre-qualification really, you shouldn't use that to go buy a house, right, just because no one's really reviewed what you really have.
Okay, so you need that pre-approval. That's very important.
Yeah.
It's almost as good as cash in hand, I would think.
It is. Yeah. Because it really does qualify that. And even when someone's going to go build, I'd ask them to get pre-approved as well, so that they are aware of how much they can afford in the building process as well.
Well, let's talk about that a little bit. In that building process, I've never been through that, but so you're pre-approved for one amount. Let's say something comes up and they say budgets and timing when you're building a house, they're never set in concrete. They're flexible. They're fluid. They move a little bit. So what happens if that price, if something happens during the building process that's going to jack that price up a little bit? How does the person borrowing the money, where do they find themselves?
So they usually, most of the time when I have a customer come in for a pre-approval for building, is we talk about what it's going to look like at the end. Like, what is that payment going to look like at the end? So we really kind of go through those numbers really carefully. And so they can go to their builder and say, I can build this big of a house. And then they work with their builder to come up with the pricing so that it works out exactly. Now, not all builds, you don't get a contract for exactly $800,000 and you build it $800,000. There's always a change order that happens. Yeah. So most of the time I make sure that they don't put as much money down on the loan, so they have money for a change order, and then they can apply the rest of the money they want at the end, so that they've always had enough money in hand for any changes that could happen.
But at Incredible Bank, you don't just leave the folks hanging. You're right there all the time to answer any questions. Anything comes up, let's face it, contractors, carpenters, those guys are sometimes hard to get a hold of and hard to talk to. They're very, very busy, but they can call the bank always and get some assurances, if nothing else.
Yep, we have a construction manager, and if they can't get a hold of them, they always get a hold of me, and I make sure that we make all the draws happen on time when the builder needs them.
It's got to be stressful. I mean, if I'm sitting here, I'm waiting for a house to get built, I'm looking at every weather forecast, and I'm probably stressing about that. Oh, that's going to set the project back. Or, oh boy, they can make some time up with this weather. I just think it's got to be just something that you're going to want to take all those worries away as much as possible.
Yeah, we give them 12 months to build, and if something happens, like crazy weather or a shortage or some sort that happens, there is an extension on the build that allows them a little more time if they need it.
Got it. Marnie, I also want to talk a little bit about what we talked about last time, because I kind of want to set this up for people just to know that they have options. You also talked about a down payment, a little bit of assistance for down payments, because sometimes that's all that's stepping between somebody getting into a new home. Tell us about down payment assistance.
Hey, down payment assistance, or DPP is what we also call it. It's for people with lower incomes that are allowed to get a $10,000 forgivable grant to purchase a property. So if you hit that income limit, it's a limit, depending on the number of people in your house and the income that you have, there you can get a grant for $10,000 for apply for your down payment and closing costs.
Now, does that mean that's going to have to be paid back eventually?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
Okay.
They need to stay in the house for 4 years, but it forgives for every year that you're in the house.
Got it, because I was saying, some people, Graham always said, if it sounds too good to be true, Jeff, it probably is, because that's one of those things that people are going to say, well, that just sounds, nobody's going to just give me money and forget about it.
Right, and the program is incredible. We've had a lot of people use it, and so most people stay in their house for that time being, and the average people stay in their house longer than the 4 years.
Now, getting a contractor, that's a completely different thing, but are folks coming to you first to find out how much money they can spend, so they can go to a contractor and say, whenever you have time, Mr. Contractor, I've got X amount of dollars to build a house. When can you fit me in and take my check? That's basically the way it's going to work, right?
Right. So most of the time, some people come with a contract, or they're in the start of the process of the contract, and they're like, hey, I want to make sure I can afford this and come to me, which is the best way to do it, so that the builder and you know exactly how much you can afford.
So start the process with the contractor first, in the ballpark, and then come to you.
Yep, either way works. I think for the builder side, it might be a little better to have that pre-approval to begin with and then go to them so that they know. Because when the builder's putting all that time and effort, putting those numbers together, right, it'd be a lot better for them to know what it is to begin with.
So pre-approval first if you're looking to buy or build, then find your contractor, and then come and see Marnie at Incredible Bank.
Yep.
See, if we do it all in order, it makes it a lot easier.
It does.
Marnie, anything else to offer? How else can people, how else can Incredible Bank help people get into a home, whether it's trying to get out of the one they're in and into a new one, or get into one for the very first time? Let me ask you this. I know what was on my mind. A lot of times, banks look at different types of homes in different ways. as far as giving out loans. And people are looking at manufactured homes now in a cheaper way to go. How does Incredible Bank work with those folks that want to get into a manufactured house? Is that doable?
Yes, it is. We can either do a single wide or a double wide. There is an age limit of those type of homes, so you can't go after, I think it's 1974 for that.
Okay.
But we do allow for them to either put a brand new manufactured home onto the property as a construction loan, or they can buy a single wide or a double wide, and there are triple wides, but we haven't seen them in a long time.
Okay. I just know we got a place just south of Tomahawk here on the highway. I'm driving by those places, and I'm thinking these would make fantastic first-time homes for folks. And next time I talk to a banker, I got to find out how they work with financing on those things. So no problem. Just come in and ask.
Nope. And you can use your down payment assistance on those homes as well.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. So it's all about asking questions. The worst thing that somebody can do is just listen to the national news and think, oh, it's all doom and gloom. I'm giving up.
Yep.
That's not a good way to go.
That's not a good way to go.
Listen to local radio like this radio station where we talk to local realtors, local builders, and local lenders all at the same time. And chances are you're going to put a lot of odds in your favor. How do you want to leave us today, Marnie?
You threw me on that one, but just a little bit about the Headwaters Builders Association.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
If you became a member of them as a builder, if you need with that, because you're part of the organization, you're also able to get your contracts. So a lot of builders don't have contracts. You know, they try to write it all out, but if you're part of the organization, they can actually download right from the website and be able to get contracts for a building.
They're busy. They want to be on the job site. They don't want to be in front of a computer screen, I would assume.
That's right. So if they had these contracts already made that are really good, they'll be able to use them.
Good stuff, Marnie. How can people get a hold of you at Incredible Bank?
They can give me a call at 715-612-3756.
Start online at IncredibleBank.com. If you're not here in Tomahawk, where are the other Incredible Bank locations up north here, Marnie?
Locally, they're between Minocqua, Eagle River, Tomahawk, Merrill, Wausau. We're pretty much in 16 locations, and then we have two down in Florida.
Well, that's incredible.
Thank you.
Where's my rim shot when I need it? Marnie Wren with Incredible Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. And Marnie, thank you for your time and your expertise. Always appreciate it. I hope you have a really good rest of your summer.
You too. Thank you.